Detroitus by Violet Weiss. Read by Lara Wilhelm. You've never taken a moment to think about it, have you? You think you've seen it all, that this is none of your concern, and then you realize that all you've seen is but a fraction of what is out there. I've seen the barbed wire fences at the borders. I've seen what is left behind in nameless parking lots along the motorways of Europe after a quick break till the next stop. I've seen what other people leave behind. I've seen families sitting on the curb. I've seen cars hurtling down alpine passes constantly, incessantly. From Gamvik to Cape to Narrow, from the Strait of Gibraltar to the Black Sea. I've seen Scottish mosquitoes and dolphins in the Mediterranean. I've eaten the most delicious fruit on the islands. I've tasted, I've lived. But what did I leave behind? What do I leave behind? What will I leave behind before my particles blend with the winds, the water, and the soil? Other than a couple of scattered thoughts written on a napkin, a few tin cans, fragments of glass, some tangled, broken wires from a car that was abandoned because nobody managed to resuscitate the battery and tossed the lot by an orchard. Not much else. I've seen the detritus of human experience. I've seen nature spoilt and unspoiled. I'm part of the problem. Did I do anything? Do I try? Is it enough? Of course. They'll tell you every little thing counts, but it takes years and patience and diligence until you notice anything. Until you go to the tip of an ancient glacier, its remnants still there to greet you, and witness nature unspoiled, raw, alive. And as the ice and the tides wash out the remnants of human negligence, I keep washing down everything I can. Feelings, hopes, aspirations, along with what's laid out for breakfast and a fancy meal with friends on a particular anniversary. Because you have to celebrate. In the past, people would celebrate every day, every sunrise, every sunset, every time the moon was riding high in the sky. Now, we need to set dates and a calendar. We need to book months in advance. We need to travel far and wide. We need to see the world as the worst kind of tourist. Leave a stamp on beaches that used to be pristine, on mountain slopes transformed into playgrounds for winter sports. For the sake of business, for underpaid jobs and suppressed dreams. Serial visitors performing a series of carefully calculated moves. Across parking lots from Vienna to Athens, you can see what is left behind. Not just the material detritus of what has been consumed, used, and discarded, but also what is not there and has been left behind, locked in drawers, cupboards, rooms far away, rental cars, tiny paper boats. But there's no time to spare a thought. Ready for the next trip back home and then back to another new home, back and forth, like the ebb and flow hitting shores barely remembered. On repeat. Every year back to ancestral villages that just survived the winters, toiling away for the rest of the year to buy fancy cars, waiting next to ancient souls in timeless garb-driving Maseratis. Opening and reopening doors to reveal domestic chaos at the borders. Passport control. Open the boot. Anything to declare? Driving license. Go. Next one. Under a blazing heat, you make it to the next border, and then another quick stop. another parking lot. Under storm and thunder, you brave the traffic, riding on till the rain subsides, till you feel as if you've seen it all, till you think you're in flow between yards of tarmac and landscapes, out of picture books, red stoplights, cars skidding, a torrent of thoughts, rambling on. You need to stop. What did you leave behind? Besides a couple of recyclable water bottles, crumbs of bread, crumpled sheets of paper, and unrelenting storytellers. Not much else. Hopes and aspirations still in the suitcase. One day, imagine, a teacher brings their class to one of these parking lots. Oh, how much lies there to be found, to be discovered, retrieved, collected, and molded into works of art.